look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Dr. Rick Swanson will be giving a talk this evening at 6 o'clock at the Clifton Chenier Center. It's open to everyone. He is the director of the Head of Political Science at UL Lafayette. His talk is entitled Black Civil Rights in Lafayette Parish, 1724 to 1971. Also this evening at the main library, the main public library on Congress Street, the Center for Louisiana Studies is hosting a book discussion. Author Ann Butler will be talking about her new book, Bayou Sarah Used to Be. It used to be a very busy port below the St. Francisville Bluff, one of the most important ports on the Mississippi River. There's nothing there now, and her book is about the history of that place, and she'll have a discussion about it. I believe she has photographs from there. So that's this evening as well, 6:30 at the Public Library downtown on Congress Street. And this Wednesday, tomorrow evening, September 13th, at the Hilliard University Art Museum, there will be a gallery tour with Tina Freeman and Bradley Sumrall. Tina Freeman's Artist Spaces is in the main gallery of the Hilliard, and starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow, you'll have the opportunity to walk through the gallery and those photographs and pieces by those artists and hear Tina Freeman and Bradley Sumrall talk about that. And then on Thursday, Constitution Day will take place on the UL campus, and it's open to everyone. All are invited to attend. It starts at 11 o'clock with a naturalization ceremony in Constitution Park, right near Judy's Rickles Hall. For more information, you can go to the UL Lafayette website. The Friends of the Lafayette Public Library will have their annual fall book sale. The Friends Night will open it Wednesday at the Hyman Convention Center Ballroom. You can become a friend on that night and attend the first night of the sale if you like. The public sale will continue Thursday, Friday, and Saturday during the day. Acadiana Repertory Theater continues its run of E.M. Lewis's True Story at Cité des Arts. It will run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30. For further information, you can contact Cité or go to Acadiana Rep's Facebook page or website. Opening in Abbeville at the Abbey Players Theater, the adult comedy, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. There will be a patrons' night Thursday, and then the play will run for 3 weekends at the Abbey Theater in Abbeville, the Abbey Players Theater. For more information, they do have a website and a Facebook page as well. In Lake Charles, Axe Theater presents Tony Kushner's play, Caroline or Change. It's set in 1963 in Lake Charles, and he is a native of Lake Charles. It will run September 15th through the 24th at the One Reed Street Theater in Lake Charles. On Thursday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, there will be a State of the Arts Education Symposium. Panelists include Bree Sargent, Etiana Wright, Fanat Zaname, Francis Barker, Zachary Barker, and Sarah Gauthier-Roy. There will be representatives from the Talent Program and the Acadiana Center for the Arts. They'll be discussing how funding impacts educational programs and listen to students who have benefited from their involvement in these programs. It starts at 6 and it's open to everyone. This Saturday, there will be a sensory-friendly visit to Vermilionville available to families and their children who might have sensory processing differences. That will be Saturday morning from 8:30 to 11:30. They are creating an inclusive, welcoming, cultural, and learning environment for these children. You need to pre-register. You can call the Vermilionville and find out more by calling them. The event is was created along with the Autism Society of Acadiana, professionals from the school system, and from Community Advisory Council. So if you have children you think would benefit from this experience, you can contact Vermilionville this Saturday. The event will be from 8:30 until 11:30. On September 16th, the Silverbacks Improv Theater Troupe will present Kevin McDonald, giving a workshop during the day and then a sketch comedy show at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in the evening. If you would like to participate in the workshop, you can register by going to the Silverbacks website, Facebook page, or you can call the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Vermilionville's History Harvest will take place this Sunday, September 17th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can share your family's history. There will be lots of ways to share that. And you can ask your grandparents and relatives about their stories. And you can help to grow our understanding of our history. That will be at Vermilionville on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. Search for the program you're interested in, whether it's a music program, an interview program, and the date that you heard the show on. And you can listen to it on your phone, on your laptop, whatever device, and you can share that link with friends and family. You can also support KRVS easily. If you want to make a contribution, just click the donate button. It takes you to one simple page to fill out. And if you'd like to find out other ways you can support KRVS, just click on that support button. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, starting with Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears. 8 to 10, it's John Green's Night Train Jazz. And from 10 until midnight, it's Passport to Modern Jazz. In just a moment, we'll join NPR's All Things Considered.